I know it's not Mondays, but we had the opportunity to see a whole bunch of movies this week, and we're just excited to talk about them. The latest one we saw is Roadhouse, which is now streaming online right now, and it's a remake.
On Amazon.
On Amazon, excuse me.
Only on Amazon.
Only on Amazon. It's the only place you can watch it. And it's a classic remake of the one we know, the Roadhouse you've seen, and I actually think that's where the movie falls flat. I think you look at a movie like Fast and Furious, which is a clear ripoff of Point Break. It succeeded because it wasn't called Point Break the Reboot, or what, like Point Break the Reboot.
Which, not to be confused with Point Break the Reboot, which is terrible.
Sucked. It's awful. And I think that's the problem with this movie, is that it's a fine movie on its own. It has very little in common with the original, aside from the basic premise of dude's a bouncer at a bar. I think Jake Gyllenhaal does a fine job. I think everybody understood the assignment, as you would say in this movie. I think they understood what they were doing. I think they decided to have fun with it. And I think the problem is the title. If not, if it wasn't called Roadhouse, people would go, look, it's a Roadhouse ripoff, but you're gonna enjoy it. I didn't hate it. I actually liked it just fine. If it was on TV on a Sunday and I just get out of the shower, I'd sit there and watch it. I would. I enjoyed it. I thought it was perfectly fine. It's the title. The title is what really got me. Mike, what'd you think?
Very similar to you, Ari. I think the solid, the action is very solid. The performances are really good. And I feel about this movie, having watched it the same way as I did watching the trailer, it's like this posits, what if Roadhouse was a real movie? Mm-hmm. Because Roadhouse, the Patrick Swayze classic, is kind of a camp classic. It's zany. It's off the rails. And I felt like for the first two-thirds of this movie, it kind of stuck to, like, we're doing this straightforward. It's kind of a streamlined storyline. I like a lot of things about it, that it's got vibe and atmosphere and feel. It captures the Florida Keys. It captures the Everglades.
Oh, sure.
It feels like a time and place that I don't think that first one has.
Mm-hmm.
And it ties in the titular Roadhouse to the plot in a way that the first one kind of doesn't. It's kind of streamlined and kind of more straightforward, what I would call a real movie. But then the third act happens.
Yes.
And then I'm just like, oh, so we're doing this now. And it's kind of in a different key and a different flavor than how the movie starts. So I completely agree with what you're saying. Like, had the movie ended in a more, I don't know, normal or traditional thing, and it just be like a regular, degular movie that wasn't called Roadhouse, but as bonkers as it goes at the end, now it's kind of reminding me of how zany the original movie was in a way that it didn't earlier.
If you watch that original again, there are so many goofy, ridiculous things about it. It's one of those movies, it's so bad, it's good.
Yeah.
That's the original Roadhouse, and a guy's larynx gets ripped out, which is always fun. So I'll say is that this one, give it a watch. You're going to have a good time. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to think it's fun. You're not going to regret it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably end up saying the exact same thing Mike and I said.
Yeah, it's solid. It's fun. And I want to give a quick shout to antagonist Conor McGregor making his acting debut. I've had some disagreements with folks. He's a polarizing character, let's put it that way. But I think he adds the right flavor of spice to, like, once he's introduced, he's an antagonistic force to everybody on screen. And I kind of like that.
Yes, I completely agree. So really, I didn't really have any real problems with this movie. I can't tear it apart the way I have with other movies. I think it's fine. I think you'll enjoy it. I think you should go check it out on Amazon tonight.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. And you can watch with your spouse. Some of your kids may not want to watch it. That's an age-appropriate kind of thing. But so is the first Roadhouse also, my friends.